A rare brown tui has been visiting a Hamilton backyard every day for the last month. Probably wouldn't be news on any other show, but when we heard it, we rushed to it. The yard appears to be owned by one of the trustees of the Mangaeti Gully Restoration Trust. And so when Trust Coordinator Rex Bushell saw the photos and the video of the bird, he was onto something special. Rex joins me now. Hello there.
Hello, good afternoon. It's an honour to talk to you, Jesse.
Oh, and nice to talk to you as well, Rex. Thank you.
Yes.
Have you come across a brown tui before?
No, I didn't even know they existed until I talked to Neil Fitzgerald. We feed tuis ourselves in our garden, and I guess about a week before Colin contacted me, I saw one come through. He didn't stop at the feeder, he just carried on. And if my wife hadn't also seen it, I would have thought afterwards, an hour or two later, that I would have been seeing things. But as it turned out, it frequents Colin's feeder. Yeah.
Can you describe it for us?
Well, it looks very much like an ordinary tui, but it's got the little parson feathers under its throat, and it's got the white net feathers around its neck.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, it's basically all brown. Like, even the head has got quite a brown tinge on it, and as it goes down into the body, then the back and the chest is quite light brown. It's almost white. And the feathers and the tail are quite distinctly brown. But
I'm looking at it now on our website. I encourage listeners to check it out, rnz.co.nz/Jesse. It doesn't look like a tui at all, apart from that wattle. I mean, you can tell it's a tui, but it's really special. It's not just
it is, isn't it?
It's not just dark brown where the black would be. It's really its own sort of bird.
Yes. Well, that's what
looks like the old It looks like the old Hillcrest High School uniform when I went back in the 80s, Rex. Fawn and brown.
Hey, you didn't have the white neck feathers.
Hey, and tell me a bit more about what you guys are doing in Hamilton.
I'm the coordinator for Mangaeti Gully Restoration Trust. We've been going 10 years there, and basically the whole gully system is 30 hectares, but we work on about 10 with, we have up to 16 volunteers every Wednesday morning down there.
Wow.
Once a week. It's pretty social, you know, long morning teas and that, but we get through a lot of work. The gully itself was just weed infested with privet, honeysuckle, blackberry, tree ferns, but there was no canopy trees of note through it, other than what people had planted in the last sort of 20 years when they've built around the gully sides.
Mm. Yeah, I'm looking at it on the map. It looks like a really lovely natural sort of system. We've talked before about some of the gullies in Hamilton. This is a beauty, though, and I see there's a stream called Kirikiriroa Stream which runs right through it.
Yeah, well, that actually runs right up. It goes to the south as well. It's like a great big T, and then it goes down through Tahara Park through to the river.
Huh.
So the actual Kurikurira Gully system is quite extensive. We just work on a smaller part. As I say, it's 30 hectares. And the beauty of this, when it was subdivided, the subdivision, actually, in most cases, the property's boundaries were at the top of the gully.
Yeah.
So that means you could put a management plan right over the whole gully system, which is a bit of a problem with some of the older gullies in Hamilton, where their properties go down to the creek.
Oh, yeah, because it's a pretty new part of Hamilton, eh? Well, new for an old-timer like me.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
I think we had Flagstaff around when I was there, but we didn't have Chedworth or Harrowfield or St. James Park or Huntington. These are all new suburb names, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right, yeah. I think probably 20 years are probably, in some cases, less than that, but,
So how does that gully near you, or how does Mangaeti Gully look now, and you know, whereabouts are you on the journey?
Well, it's Council have just put through in their 10-year plan I think it's round about 29 million over 10 years or something like that, quite a substantial amount for Hamilton Gullies. And they've also got funding to clear one arm of the gully that's literally just weeds. So a lot's happening within that gully just in the last sort of year. And we've managed to secure funding under the Jobs for Nature Community Conservation Fund, and we've got $653,000 for 3 years to employ and train restoration people. So a lot's happening. For 10 years, we've sort of just potted along, done our 10 hectare bit, but then suddenly it's all taking off, and within, I would say, sort of 6 or 7 years, Mangiti is going to be pretty magnificent sort of a restoration
site. Oh, cool. Has it changed much since you've been involved?
Well, it certainly has. The bit that we've worked on was just, as I said, all privet honeysuckle and that, and we've cleared virtually all of that and planted, and it's in various stages. Another 10 hectares at council, they did a lot of work and put a boardwalk in about 15 years ago, and the work has been sort of on again, off again. It depends on the councillors at the time and whether they voted money for it or not. And that that still needs quite a bit of work. So, so it's looking good. It's quite an exciting project for the city.
Have you noticed much extra bird life since you've been cleaning the place up?
Yeah, since the last, in the last 10 years to start with, and probably the first five, if you saw a tui, you'd be very surprised, whereas now they gradually came in, and then we've done quite an extensive pest program through the 30 years, and now they're nesting in there, and they are very common. They moved in, tuis moved into Hamilton in the south, from Mangatautri and Porongia and that area, and they've just gradually multiplied and flourished, not just in our gully but the whole city, which is really good.
I should shout out to John Innes, who is a big part of that as well. I think they did quite a bit of work to the halo program, that's right, and they worked out where the tui were nesting, and that if they could trap around where they were nesting, they could sort of support them quite a bit, and that had a big impact.
It did have. It was a very successful program. It's probably sort of run its course in some ways because it's so successful. They did try to get bellbirds into Hamilton, but that was a very unsuccessful translocation. One of them was from Turituri Matangi, and I think it went back there within 48 hours or some very short time. So they didn't. Apparently, bellbirds are fairly hard to translocate.
Yeah.
And the next thing that we would like to see is the wood pigeons, the kuru, back in Hamilton. We do get them. We had one for about 3 months in our
gully.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Yes, it would be very.
Hey, and back to this brown tui, have you found out much about it? I got a bit distracted there, but I think you did a bit of research into what the story was.
Well, I contacted Neil from Landcare Research, and he's fully aware of it, and I contacted him to put on our blog some information for that. So apparently there are several names for it, as far as the actual modification or the genetic
mutation, maybe
throwback, mutation, and he seems to think that it tends to be in the female, recessive in the male. And several years back, when he was doing research on the tuis around Hamilton and Wattawatta and that. He picked up a couple then, and he seems to think that it breeds through, it can breed through the through a line. So he wasn't altogether surprised to see one turn up now.
Oh, nice one.
Although he's very pleased, and, you know, it's
curiosity. And a nice little reward for the hard-working volunteers in your gully restoration project,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, I sent it through to get a bit of publicity, and I always thought a bit of publicity is good for the environment and biodiversity and that sort of thing. So it's a bit of general interest for people.
Yeah, well, I suppose a lot of Hamiltonians wouldn't realise what makes that city distinct in terms of biodiversity, and those gullies are, you know, sort of unlike any other major city. It's a really cool thing, and I'm glad the council's protecting them and recognising them.
Yes.
Someone tells me they came across a white fantail for your interest.
Yes, and also I just saw a white weka. Where was that? Down at Nelson. I just saw that on the computer yesterday.
Good one.
Yeah.
Nice to talk to you, Rex.
Okay, yes.
Keep us posted.
To you too.
Okay. Yeah. Rex is from the Gully Restoration Trust, Mangaiti Gully Restoration Trust, which is in those fancy new northern suburbs of Hamilton. I can't quite get used to. I have to visit more often. I know with Peacock, that development in the south part of Hamilton, the council's made a really, really concerted effort to include lots of aspects of the natural world and the development, lots of wetlands and plantings and things. Well, it hasn't been developed yet, but that's part of the plan anyway.